So we had a milk cow, three of them.
Uh-huh.
Grandmother loved 50-cent pieces. And Uncle Drew and I milked those milk cows, mainly him, but I milked them some. And we saved that milk, and then she sold them. They were sawmillers up in here. And so she'd sell them a gallon of milk and a dozen eggs for, a 50 cents each. And she didn't want more money or anything like that. She wanted the 50-cent pieces. So them guys would save all their 50-cent pieces.
The sawmillers.
Yeah, and come by and buy the milk and eggs for the 50-cent pieces. And I told Uncle Drew if I ever got to be boss, there wouldn't be no milk cows here, and they haven't been.
That wasn't your favorite job.
No, it wasn't.
What, twice a day you'd have to milk them?
Yes, morning and night. And then...
Were you set up to pasteurize the milk? You sold the whole milk?
The whole milk. She'd strain it through a cup towel or had a strainer and then set it in the icebox. Sell them a gallon of milk in the jar. And, we'd milk them, and then we'd brand once or twice a year. And
How many head of cattle were there?
There's about 425 head here.
425. Now, this is back when you're...
In the 50s.
A boy.
Yeah, 50s and 60s.
Getting up there into your teens. Mm-hmm. Uncle Drew.
Well, how we branded them days, this ranch had 400 and some. Welty's had 400 and some. Tucker's up there had about 1,200 head. And they's all kinfolk, see? So we just start at one end, the whole family. Sometimes they'd be 60 people. And we'd go and not that many riding horses or anything like that, but they'd be 12 or 13 riding horses together. And then the whole family would come, and kids, women, all. And we'd just have a big... get together, branding. We'd go up there and brand for a week, and then we'd come down here and brand, and then go on to Welch.
What time of year was that usually?
Usually in the spring, sometime. Uh-huh. Usually May, in early May, sometimes in April, but mainly May and stuff. And then a lot of times together in the fall, when we got ready to ship, we'd all get together and we'd go gather one ranch and then the next. It'd just be a big family deal.
How old were you when you first went out on a roundup like that?
Me?
Yep.
8 years old.
8 years old.
8 years old. Yeah. I remember when I was 9 going to the mountains up here and running wild cattle. I might have been younger than that. Because I remember Uncle Drew, I'd be a long way behind, and he'd pack water for me and come back and give me some water. I might have been younger than that. I might have been 7 or 8. So,
who would you say you learned the most from about being a cowboy and the business of
the business part? Well, I learned more from the business part from my uncle. My uncle.
From your uncle?
Drew.
Drew.
He started this place, and he started the welding place, yeah. Both places. He was the head chief of all, and they all came to Drew for whatever they wanted, to learn some and everything. And then after Henry Weldy died, then Herschel kind of followed Uncle Drew and helped to start that place, too. Well, he had it started before, but Herschel followed Uncle Drew a lot. And I followed him. I stayed here with Uncle Drew and him. There's another phase to this and things a little later.
All right, we'll come to that. What about who taught you how to be a hand? How to ride a horse? How to go find him?
Uncle Drew and Daddy both.
Yeah,
they both did. Daddy was the best horseman. Daddy was the best roper, the best thing. They was both outstanding cowmen. We had 425 head of cattle here. They had every cow named. You come in and sit down like we are here, and they start talking about old One Horn, old Crook Horn, or old Pay, or just anything. They had them all named. They knew every cow on the ranch, and they were cowmen.